The 8 o'clock news from Karen Carthy.
The man accused of killing two Israeli embassy workers in Washington, D.C. has been charged with murder and other federal crimes. The charges could result in a death penalty. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
31-year-old Elias Rodriguez appeared in the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., a few blocks down the same street that the Capitol Jewish Museum is on. Appearing before Judge Matthew Charbaugh, Rodriguez was dressed in a white prison jumpsuit and was represented by a federal public defense lawyer. The charges of murder, murder of foreign officials, and several felony gun crimes were read to the accused, who did not contest his further detention while investigations continue. Further charges may follow. According to police evidence unsealed in court, Rodriguez flew to Washington on Tuesday from his hometown of Chicago and brought with him a legally purchased 9mm handgun. Police recovered 21 spent cartridges at the crime scene outside the museum. They allege Rodriguez changed magazines to continue firing into 26-year-old Sarah Milgram as she tried to crawl away from the body of her boyfriend, 30-year-old Yaron Lyshinsky. Police said Rodriguez had admitted to carrying out the shooting, telling them he had bought a ticket to the American Jewish Committee event 3 hours before it had started. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused some of his country's closest allies of being on the wrong side of humanity after they criticised Israel's conduct in Gaza. On Monday, Canada, France and the UK condemned the expanded Israeli military operation and denial of humanitarian aid to civilians in the Palestinian territory. In a blistering attack on the leaders of the three countries, Mr. Netanyahu said they had sided with Hamas by buying into its propaganda.
I say to President Macron, Prime Minister Carney and Prime Minister Starmer, when mass murderers, rapists, baby killers and kidnappers thank you, you're on the wrong side of justice. You're on the wrong side of humanity. And you're on the wrong side of history.
Gaza's civil defense agency says Israeli strikes overnight have killed 16 people across the territory, where Israel has further intensified its military offensive in recent days. The agency said dozens of people were injured in the strikes, which mainly hit central and southern Gaza. The Israeli army says over the past day, its forces attacked military compounds, weapons storage facilities and sniper posts in Gaza, and that Israeli warplanes struck over 75 more targets throughout the strip. Gaza's health ministry says more than 3,600 people have been killed since Israel resumed a major military operation on the 18th of March, ending a two-month ceasefire. Hamas is still holding 57 hostages in Gaza, including 34 that the Israeli military says are dead. Concerns about ministers failing to answer parliamentary questions adequately has been expressed to the Taoiseach and to the top civil servants in government departments. Several TDs have complained to the Ceann Comhairle that their questions are not being adequately answered in the 34th Dáil. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
The clerk of the Dáil, Peter Finnegan, has written to secretaries general across government warning them that substantive answers must be provided to parliamentary questions. Departments were put on notice too that questions must be answered on time, with the clerk saying he was aware of late replies. Peter Finnegan made it clear that questions are a key mechanism of parliamentary accountability, and a refusal to substantively reply does not fulfil that requirement. The Ceann Comhairle has also raised the matter in correspondence with the Taoiseach. Fiona Murphy has received 65 complaints from TDs on this issue. Many of the difficulties were resolved informally, but the Ceann Comhairle has on three occasions formally compelled members of the government to provide more detailed answers.
Figures provided by the Department of Foreign Affairs indicate a 22% increase in the number of consular assistance cases it has handled so far this year compared with 2024. The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, said the rise in the number of people contacting his department for help underlined the importance of personal and practical preparation for international travel. Jackie Fox reports.
Consular assistance is help provided by Ireland's embassies or consulates to its citizens abroad, especially in emergencies like arrests, accidents or lost passports. That service is up by 22% so far this year when compared with the same period last year. The figure was revealed by the Department of Foreign Affairs as it launched a new campaign to encourage young people to stay safe and informed while travelling abroad. Taoiseach Simon Harris said his department has partnered with USIT to help over 5,000 Irish J1 students prepare for their American travels. Since taking office, US President Donald Trump has focused on stricter border policies. The Union of Students in Ireland previously urged students to be cautious about the potential risks involved in activism while on the visa.
The static safety camera in place on the N80 in Carlow will begin operation from today. Gardaí say that vehicles detected driving in excess of the posted speed limit will be subject to prosecution from midday. If found speeding, drivers face being fined and will receive 3 penalty points. Static speed cameras operate on several other national roads and motorways around the country, and there are 1,500 locations where mobile speed cameras are used. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Dry at first with sunny spells and patches of mist and fog. Cloud building from the west through the morning and outbreaks of rain or drizzle will spread eastwards across the country, reaching the east later this afternoon. Highest temperatures of 14 to 19 degrees, mildest in the east and south.